is a popcorn. Let's rock.
Welcome, everybody, to the Legends of Polkai. I'm one of your hosts, Star Wars Savage, a.k.a. Saiku Shinobi. And I'm joined here by my co-host, Ray Rab, a.k.a.
Baba fucking Bear.
We're also joined by our two special guests, one of which is Kyle, a.k.a. Father of Deceit. What's up, man?
Fuck you. That's not a shinobi. Like, I love you, man. Fuck the next guy.
And the next one, is Ninjin Chipmunk, a.k.a. Ben Boner, coming straight from the gay pride parade. How you doing?
Oh, you know. Living the dream. Living the dream.
And just to give some background, like, how we know each other, we all met on Xbox Live. We've been playing together, been friends on Xbox Live for, almost 15 years now?
Yeah, 14, 15
years, man. Since
we were little childrens. Well, not Ray. Ray's old, but always
been. I've been old.
He's been old this whole time.
And I was trying to invite you guys to my basement.
Hanging out with 15-year-olds.
It's like our Betty White. Yeah, we're all adults now and drinking and getting drunk, getting high, whatever,
I try to be an adult.
True. Yeah, we're all there. We're trying to.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't try.
Oh man. So, how you guys been?
Everything's been cool, brother. I've been looking forward to this.
Quarantining and chilling.
That's bullshit, dude.
I'm now Xbox God because of quarantine.
You're right.
We've played a lot more Xbox than usual, obviously.
Yeah.
We had no choice.
I'm already done with the season pass.
You went through all the games in the season pass.
There's still 39 days left.
All 50 games in the catalog.
Yeah.
Shit. For this podcast, like, obviously, it's just the one where we just chill, hang out, talk about whatever bullshit. And there's no, like, you have to talk about this. But I will throw some curveballs out and ask a few questions. You know, just to get some input and some discussion going. So one thing that I've I was looking at earlier today was like this fucking Dr. Disrespect, man. I don't know if you guys follow the good old doctor, but the whole controversy about him getting banned from Twitch. If anybody follows Twitch streamers, Dr. Disrespect is one of the bigger streamers. He's been around for a while. He's a staple in the streaming community, and he's hilarious. He's a great player, but he's super hilarious. He has a great persona. He reminds me of that one dude from what's that movie? That one fucking
comedian. Oh yeah, that one movie.
Yeah, that one movie. You know what I'm talking about?
That one movie. Yeah.
The guy with the hair and the pants.
Yeah. The one with the guy.
Yeah, the guy.
That's a good movie.
All right, wait a minute.
Yo.
Back us up.
We're backed up. What's up?
Who's Dr. Disrespect? What the fuck is a Twitch? I get what Twitch is, but what's this? Get to what this thing you're talking about. What happened? Okay, he said something controversial or some shit, or
no, we don't know. That's the thing. Like,
Did he say all lives matter and we all got to banish him? Because I'm down for that.
No, it's a mystery at this point. Like, nobody knows. In the middle of his stream, like, basically he dropped out and he got announced on Twitter that he was banned permanently. And nobody knows why. It's a mystery. I mean, there's rumors and things like that floating about, but I think the newest one right now is he was banned because apparently a rumor came out that he was in talks with Shroud and Ninja for them to basically come up with their own streaming service, and somehow this violated his contract with Twitch and they banned him, which is bullshit.
People have contracts with fucking Twitch?
Yeah.
You gotta sign a contract.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're getting paid, man. You're getting paid.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a deal with Mixer. They had contracts with Shroud and Ninja.
For a company. Or you're making money through their service. Yeah.
It's like exclusive rights. You could only stream with them. But now that Mixer's no more, the free agents.
Everyone's hopping to Facebook anyways.
Yeah, Facebook is going to be
That's the most money. There's 6 billion Facebook users over 6 million Twitch users. Like, do the math.
So, like, that's how our friend Suki doesn't have a Mixer anymore. Now she's finding a way.
Yeah, she's going over to Twitch.
Twitch, not Facebook?
I think she's going to start. She might do both. She hasn't really decided. She started with Twitch the other night.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't understand. My kids watch.
I don't know. I'm not a pretty girl. I can't stream.
Yeah, my kids watch all these streamers and stuff. I just never got into watching other people play video games. I like playing my friends play video games.
Yeah.
I don't like watching somebody like what's his name? PewDiePie or whatever. PewDiePie.
I watch no PewDiePie.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Or these other people playing video games, man. I'm like, hey man, I buy my kids these same fucking games that they're watching other people play. Like, hey, the shit's on your Xbox. Go fucking play it.
It's usually for people who aren't good at the game.
Man.
That's generational thing, like, right there.
It's generational thing.
Wanted to, like, stretch on in that one episode and stuff like that when Ike was, like, watching.
South Park.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like,
the generational thing. Like, right now, we just want to beat the shit out of the game. They want to watch other people play the game and do commentary because it's not enough for them. So what's gonna happen with like the next generation?
I'll say this. Carl, by the way, you have a lot of bass in your voice. You're gonna have to tone that bass down. It sounds like you're reprimanding us when you're talking. I'll tell you this. Like in the early 2000s, if there was like a level that I couldn't beat on a fucking game or something like
game
that.
Shark.
I wouldn't use a game shark. I would probably go online and be like, man, how did somebody beat this level? And then I would actually go and try to do it myself. I wouldn't just be like satisfied watching somebody else fucking beat that level. I'd be like, okay, yeah. So I don't get the fascination with people watching other people play games.
But you meet the cap though. Like all of us in this room right now or in this chat, we all meet the cap. But if you are like born after 2000, you're meeting another cap of you want to watch like other people for some reason. None of us fucking know. It's like that one time where like those people that are born in the 20s, they don't know what techno is or understand it or like any of that. It's just a generational thing.
I guess it is generational. But, you know. Bang 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 ski ski ski.
Bang bang ski ski.
Yeah, so that's basically the news that's streaming right now. Other than that, there's really not much going on. Other than sports is slowly but surely coming back.
I'm ready for some fucking baseball.
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
What the shit?
We got a Rangers fan here. We got a Dodgers fan.
Whoa. I'm an Astros fan. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Fuck the Astros.
Ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I'm a monster White Sox fan if you can't fucking tell.
No shit.
Just can't wait. Like, this was... Oh, no fucking shit.
As long as they don't cheat, I like them.
Yeah, this was like the year that everybody was talking about the White Sox do this, the White Sox gonna do that. I'm like, man, let's fucking play some ball. Here's the thing. They're talking about July getting together, but what, 60? I think they just said a lot. 60 games, right?
Yeah, 60 games. That's not bad, though.
It's not bad. 60 games, though. I'm not a fan of 182 games. I'm not a fan of 162 games.
Watching baseball until it's time for like the hunt.
Right.
Yeah.
There's too many
August, September, games. October. Yeah.
Yeah. That's when I'm watching every game.
Exactly.
It matters.
But I don't live far from White Sox Stadium, so I love waking up on a Sunday morning.
It's different.
Yes, going to a game is different, 100%. But I love going to that, and you just see the fucking extra inning game
that you get at the stadium.
Yes, yo, you see the pickoff play at first, man. I just love seeing all that shit live, man, and I miss all that shit. I
love screaming cuss words at the outfielders from the other team.
Speaking of screaming cuss words at the other team, or sometimes in your own team, you heard that shit about the Boston Red Sox. And they're having problems because of all the racist fans that they have, where some people literally have trade clause saying, Don't send me to Boston.
Don't send me to Boston. Yeah, that was what? Torrey Hunter.
Torrey Hunter
had a trade clause his whole every single team he went to.
Yep.
Why would you not?
David Price came out and talked about that. He's like, man, I played there, and I hate those
that's fucked up because that's pretty much like everywhere. Like, but for some reason, Boston is like, I guess one of the worst.
What they're saying it's the worst. What's hilarious is I was thinking Philly. I would think
Philly would be the worst. I think like Philly. Come on,
they fucking booed Santa Claus and would throw snowballs at Eagles games in the '70s, and that's like a tradition for them. Like nobody likes going into Philly, but apparently Boston is just a fucked up town to fucking be playing for Boston. If you fuck up and you're in the outfield, or you're on this, or you're first or third base, and the fans are close to you, and the outfield fans are close to you, and they're gonna drop the N-bomb at you if you make a mistake, and that's your home team. Yeah, I don't want to play there either.
Yeah, I don't want to play there.
I don't want to fucking play there.
And if I was there, I'd be like, I wouldn't even try. Like, fuck this whole city, right, man.
Oh, I'm getting traded.
Yeah. Like they love Big Poppy, but at the same time, a lot of them be like, hey. At the same time, they'd be like, deport that motherfucker if he fucks up. Deport that motherfucker if he fucks up. Or, hey, that enter is, you know, you just don't know how they fucking think about you when you're not winning for them.
Right, yeah.
Ray, Tommy, maybe you can answer this for me. Like, why do people get so upset when they're not even playing the game?
It's a
There's an emotional investment in the team.
It's emotional investment. You feel like it's. You feel like this
you're
is
part
you.
Of the team.
Yeah. You feel like. Well, I mean, you guys know I'm a mom. You know, my Sundays are in fall are everything about the Bears.
Oh yeah.
So. I I'm up at 4:30 in the morning getting ready for fucking Sunday games, whether they're home or away, because I know away we're gonna go to a sports bar or we're gonna go away to the game. It's you're so emotionally invested. You're so like, man, this is my squad. Yeah. My Chicago is better than your Minnesota. My Chicago is better than your Green Bay. You know, you just feel it, man. Yeah. It's in you. Yeah. Your Dodgers are.
It's in your ballsack, man.
Right. Man, you feel it in your heart, man. Like, if your team loses, you're in a bad mood on Monday. You're in a bad mood.
Man.
Say you're in a bad mood on Wednesday. Thursday, you start drinking,
you're good to go.
You start like, okay, it's a couple more days till Sunday.
Yeah,
Friday, you're like, man, I can't wait. You were already starting to plan your menu.
Yeah, when the Dodgers lost the World Series three times, I was pissed for a week after each time, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I was such a bad mood, dude.
And if somebody brings it up, oh, game
oh,
over.
Oh, yeah.
All you're doing is fucking arguing.
Yeah, I think it also has to do a lot with, like, for me, it was my upbringing. Like, I was raised to, I was watching the Dodgers, I was watching the Lakers, watching the Eagles, you know. And then also it depends on who you're with too. Like, a lot of times, a lot of people that you hang out with, they're fans of the same team, depending what city you're in, or like people they hang out with. And like, it just, you feed off their energy, you know, and it just becomes contagious.
And and we're going to talk about this too, because it's all about how you were brought up. I have one of my best friends. His name is Raphael. His dad, monster Dodgers fan. But my boy Raphael is a Sox fan. But my boy Raphael, LA Dodgers tattoo on his arm because of his dad. So his national. We all have. I like my American League team. I like my National League team. Believe it or not, my National League team is the St. Louis Cardinals because I hate the Cubs. National League team. My American League team obviously is my Sox. But his National League team is the Dodgers literally because of his pops. And I respect that. Right. Now, you know, Chicago, in terms of football, Chicago, Arizona Cardinals were once a Chicago Cardinals. And we have the Bears. So you know how many Arizona Cardinals fans there are here in Chicago? Come when it's a Cardinals versus Bears game, they almost match us because people are Cardinals fans because of their grandparents or their uncles that were Cardinals fans in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, you know, before they left. And they're monster Cardinals fans here.
So,
and
like, the OGs come out, basically.
The OGs come out, bro.
Yeah.
I'll take this,
the
man.
Old heads.
some of the Cardinals fans that come and visit. Some of them women. Oh my God! Oh my
they come God. Out with their cans.
And oh, you smell so hand. Pretty, girl.
I just want to smell your hand. Some of them girls are
have lunch today.
Are just unreal, dude. When they come and visit, and I'm like, wow, you came from Arizona. You're just gorgeous. But that's on another level. That's on another show. That's probably 2 weeks from now when we do a show about that.
The gorgeous women of Arizona. All right, Ben, I'll be there for it.
Yeah, I probably can't. But I don't even know anybody from Arizona. Really.
It's because it's hot as shit.
I only met them when they came to Chicago for Bears, and they were tailgating with us. I'm like, wow. Every one of you guys are inside. But here, no, there. But you know, I got off track right now. What I'm talking about. But anyway, it's a thing. It's in your blood about how you cheer for your team. Whether you do it because it's this was your dad's team, or when you
well,
do
it could have been
because,
like you watched. You remember watching those games with your dad when you're growing up.
Yeah. Or, yeah. But remember this: I'm first generation in this country. My parents weren't into this American sports. It's like me and my cousins and my brother. We so just got it on ourselves. What's hilarious is WGN-TV, because it's across the country, and they televised every fucking Cubs game across the country. So every immigrant that came to this country, they watch news at 11 a.m. Noon starts a Cubs game. So it's hilarious to me how many Cubs fans there are of people that are immigrants that
just that's all they don't know watch.
Because that's all they had to watch, exactly. And then it became Chicago Bulls.
I feel sorry for them Cubs fans.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, like, do you actually feel passionate enough to, like, go forth and do something, like, more heinous than just, like, be mad about it, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? This happen, like
I'm not gonna riot and shit if my team wins or loses.
I'm not trying to like even to like that point. Like, Ray, did you like see, or even Shinobi? Sorry, Tommy, did you see like a point where you got to like maybe an aggression as you're watching football in fans or something like that? Like maybe 80s.
I witnessed a lot of fights.
In a bar 100%.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Yeah, I witnessed a lot of fights over dumb shit.
Well, I'm not gonna fight somebody about it. Definitely.
I was a fighter back in the day, but you guys know me as we got older, as I'm actually a lot older. But you guys would hear me on Xbox on Sunday nights or on Monday nights, on Tuesday and Wednesdays, because I'm fucking miserable about how my Bears lost or how the fight, or even how the Blackhawks lost.
Fucking Jay Cutler.
Man, dude, I Cutler's on some new shit where he's trying to find the serial killer of his chickens. Have you guys been following that?
His chickens?
Yeah, so what he has chickens. Yeah, Jay Cutler has a little thing where he has chickens, and his chickens have been dying off. So there's a whole thing Jay Cutler's been doing on Twitter or something. I'm not following 100%, but he's investigating who's the serial killer of his chickens, whether it's a fox.
A sick fuck's gonna check the chickens.
Brother, I mean, people do. Yeah, or animals.
I had chicken yesterday.
I mean, fuck them chickens anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Chickens are stupid. Well, I mean, it's
like, you kill it, though.
Yeah, I'm of the mind, like, I'm not going to be, like, wilding out, like, a lot of these fans. Like, when the Eagles
I've
won
seen
the
people
Super Bowl,
get fights.
I'm not going to go out there and eat horse shit. Like, no. Like, that's your own stupidity. It's not mine. I'll manifest my stupidity in some other
benefits. Yeah, I might get mad and yell at someone on Xbox, but I'm yeah. Not gonna- like physically fight someone because my team lost.
Well, that kind of like leads into like the whole story because I was like,
yeah, but I've seen that, and I've seen.
Oh, I've seen people. I was a bartender. I've seen people fight over sports games all fucking night.
That's just stupid. What trips me out is fans that like the same teams fighting each other.
They're literally wearing the same fucking jersey and they're fighting. Shit. I'm like, bro, y'all are wearing the same shit.
And in the age of fucking technology. Everybody sees that nowadays, man. Act like a fucking mature adult and just fucking enjoy what you're fucking watching instead of getting into it with somebody else, man.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't like what you're saying, okay.
Cool.
Doesn't matter. That's your
Yeah, they're not important. Fucking just
right.
move on.
Move on. Hey, man, do you want to go to work in the morning with a fucking black guy in front of your peers at work? No.
How do you explain?
Go to work with a black guy.
How do you explain to your boss? Hey, man, I was in jail all last night because I fucking beat up somebody, and I'll be at work on Tuesday because my wife has to come by me. How the fuck do you explain that to somebody? How stupid fucking are you?
How stupid do you sound when you say that?
How stupid do you sound when you have to make that fucking phone call? Or you have to have your wife make the phone call because
your ass is in jail.
Your only call was for fucking to call your wife to be like, or your significant other, or your brother, or your cousin. Hey, man, I got locked up. I got in a fight at the Bears game, or I got a fight at the Eagles game, or I got a fight at the fucking Raiders fans.
Oh, my God. Raiders are horrible, bro.
That's a show in another 2 weeks about the Raiders fans. I love the Raiders
fans. I mean, I live in L.A., bro, so I know exactly how Raiders fans are.
And some of you guys know the characters, some of them with the guys with the dummies on their shoulders. They're ex-friends of mine because of my tailgates that we have in Chicago. I've met all, because they actually, Raiders fans travel really well together.
Yeah, yeah.
They do travel well together. And they came to Chicago. And you guys are friends with mine on social media, so you guys see me with the Raiders fans. You're like, wow, that's a Beetlejuice guy, or that's the guy who has the dead things on his shoulders.
I thought you were at a Kiss concert.
Yeah, I'm amazed at how like organized they can be. I'm like, anytime I see them organized, I'm like, damn, shouldn't y'all be coloring or some shit?
Don't you feel bad from them? Oakland, L.A., Oakland, L.A., Oakland, yeah. L.A., Vegas.
Make up the fucking line, dude.
Truthfully,
they have a huge Hispanic following. Why didn't they
Vegas?
Do
San, yes.
No, yeah. Why didn't they do San Antonio? They were supposed to be San Antonio. Think about how many times they played in Mexico City. Imagine how crazy it would have been for the San Antonio Raiders or the SA Raiders. SA Raiders. Oh,
what's up, SA?
I didn't even mean that in a disrespectful way, but that would have been a marketing fucking genius to SA.
Not Ross. The Cowgirls ain't doing shit.
That's true, though. That's true. I mean, I went to Vegas, last year? Yeah,
bro, I would totally be down for the Vegas Raiders.
That stadium is looking pretty nice.
Vegas Raiders?
Yeah.
There's so much money in that. Like, you got to think about it. There's so much money.
Wait a minute. Tommy?
Yo.
You're Asian and you went to Vegas?
Yeah.
I call bullshit.
Bullshit?
What? What? No Asians in Vegas.
Oh, my God. I got pictures, though.
Yeah.
Photoshopped.
It's nothing but Asians in Vegas. So, yeah, I'm all right with that, man.
Yeah. Dude, especially, it's weird. Like, you go to each hotel and you can tell, like, what the large demographic is there. It's, like, all mostly white, mostly black, mostly Mexican or whatever. But when you go to the Bellagio, bro, it was nothing but Filipinos. I was like, what the fuck? They're everywhere. I was like, what is going on? Like, why is there nothing but Filipinos in here?
Why that guy looks like Jordan Coy?
Wait, did they all have Filipino fighting sticks with them?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I bumped the old Filipino and just pulled out the sticks. Yeah, it's weird though. Like, it's pretty cool. Yeah, the stadium that they have building, because it's brand new, it's because it looks weird. Like, when you look at it, it looks like it's in the middle of nowhere, bro. It's in the middle of nowhere, but when you look at it from a different angle, then you see like Vegas in the background. So I guess they did it for basically like photo opportunities and things like that, because it looks pretty nice with Vegas in the background.
I mean, the market's there.
Yeah.
The market's definitely there. I can't wait to see what the LA Rams stadium, when it's finished, what it's going to be like, because they're talking about it's a Rodeo Drive on the inside, high-end shopping. Inside the fucking, like, who wants to go to a game?
Who the fuck's gonna go to a game and they're like, oh, hey, let's go to the Gucci store and buy
Who wants to go to the? I'm gonna go to Raiders game. By the way, I came out with a $20,000 Rolex at the end of the game.
And then I got jumped because they saw me buy the $20,000 Rolex.
Yeah, but seriously, I mean, that's what's happening.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Guess what? Vegas is going to be the fucking same. Vegas, people go to Vegas to fucking be posh, be high-end, gamble, eat great food, and guess what? Right, and guess what? They're going to go to Louis Vuitton. They're going to go to fucking Gucci. They're going to go to Rolex or...
Yeah.
They're not going to go to TJ Maxx. They're not going to go to fucking Game or Target. Nobody in Vegas is like, yeah, I'm gonna hit Target when I get to Vegas. No, man. They don't say that. They don't say that. They say, hey, man, we're gonna go to Vegas. We're gonna eat here, and I'm gonna go shop at Gucci. I'm gonna eat here, and I'm gonna shop at Louis V. Right, exactly. I need some new luggage. I'm gonna hit Louis V.
Go spend fucking $40,000 on this luggage that holds my shit.
But I've had cousins that.
Oh, I have friends that do that
shit. They go to Vegas on Southwest Airlines, and with one set of luggage, they come back with all the LV shit. I'm like, hey, what the fuck is this? That's great.
Yeah, they just go to the shop, dude. It's so weird.
Oh, they literally have, like, luggage that's worth more than my car.
Yeah, they come back with a
just like, bag
full of shit that's worth more than your car.
Why didn't you at least buy a car?
Garbage.
I don't get that shit, like.
Yeah.
No, dude, my stepmom has fucking Gucci, Louis V, all this shit. And I'm just like, why? Like, I get it, but I don't.
I'd like to know more about your stepmom.
Yeah, I bet you would.
He wants you to send her panties.
I bet you would.
You're the asphalt.
Hold on, I'll take pictures of her feet when she's sleeping.
Oh, yeah. You're the asphalt princess of Houston. I'm sure your dad's doing well.
She's about 20 years younger than her.
And here's his little fat son with the receding hairline fucking playing video games all night.
Receding hairline? What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Pull it back.
I try to hide it.
Exactly. Yeah, so people who are only hearing us, a couple of us can see each other, and...
Rare's a pretty little fat girl.
I'm a very handsome little fat girl.
Yeah, very, very handsome little fat girl.
So, man, I just can't wait till the LA shit is complete. Because I think Tommy will come down there again for Bears LA. And this time you have to come to a game with me.
Yeah, man.
It was great when we went to LA and I'm like introducing you, like, hey, this is my Xbox buddy.
This is my Xbox buddy.
I swear to God, my cousins and my cousin's wife, it was like, so you guys play video games together? Like, yeah. And we're like family. Like, how is that possible? Like, listen.
Listen, cuz.
Watch how he sits with us. And he sat with us and he was chilling and we had a great time. My cousins and my friends liked him and we had a really good time, except when the security told him, yeah, you gotta remove the bandana.
They gotta
like, he's with me.
I go to bandana, dude. And they told me to take it off.
I was like, do you know what my bar tab is right now? This is my buddy. Let him wear his bandana. Like, yeah, he can't. And by the way, you gotta take off your hat. I'm like, what the fuck? I've been inside the whole time. Only came out for a smoke, and I gotta take off my hat now.
Take off your goddamn hat, Ray.
Those rules are so weird. Like, I've never heard of that before.
Well, because we have that in Chicago too. So you go to a lot of bars, and everything will be cool during the day, but when it's nighttime, and this is a lot to do with our climate, what's going on right now. Of the social injustices, because this is bars and clubs basically saying, hey man, we don't want certain people here. You know what I'm saying? And they give you that little, you know what I'm saying? Because the people who have the hats or the bandanas or the jeans that are a little bit too loose, or maybe sometimes the jeans are a little bit too tight. That's a certain type of crowd.
Yeah. So no gang members and no cholos, please.
Cholos, black, Middle Eastern. You know, it is what it is. I get it because I work.
I don't fucking get it.
I worked the nightclub scene for years, and I wasn't a big fan of the policies, and I used to state that when I was working at Dragon Room and Circus, blah blah blah. And I was like, But then it was our own security guards that were enforcing it, and they were people of color. And I'm like, oh, dudes.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's not your fault. You have to follow.
It's not. I know. There, right?
Yeah.
But these owners, that's how they want to roll, because they don't want a certain type of people. They think a certain type of people will probably be too violent or not tip enough. Or,
well, I think a certain type of people has money and a certain type of people doesn't.
Got it.
When it doesn't fucking matter, you either have money or you don't. Like, it doesn't matter the type of person you are.
Yeah, it's like, my money's just as good as the other dude's. Come on now.
And but I get it. You probably tip better than all the other fuckers.
Right.
Truth.
Yeah.
But anyway. It is.
I mean, it is what it is, but it's also bullshit.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
That's what it is. It's bullshit.
Man, we went on 17, 27, 37 different tangents in the last 10 minutes, man. I apologize.
That's fine, bro. So there's one thing I wanted to bring up, and I feel like, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but anyway, so Pirates of the Caribbean is revamping or rebooting their franchise.
No
Johnny Depp. The main character is the chick that played Harley Quinn, bro. Margot Robbie.
So who would she be playing as again?
She's, I don't Jack even Sparrow. Know. No, really? No.
Jack
really?
Sparrow's like daughter.
Jackatha Sparrow.
True. Because apparently he gets Sparrow and stuff like that, so. Yeah.
Ray's about to have some fun.
Uh-oh.
She's gorgeous, by the way.
Oh, she's absolutely incredibly gorgeous.
I don't like the last Harley Quinn movie that was out. And by the way,
it wasn't bad.
Like, it wasn't good, but it wasn't bad. Like, I just think it was like a Charlie's Angels, right? So like everyone had their own like part, but Harley Quinn didn't have the main scene. Other people. Like, saw Joker, and that Joker, I'm sorry, like, it's really hard to follow, like, Heath Ledger, but
can't
that
joke. Heath Ledger, I'm sorry.
The joke, like, I did not,
I mean,
like that.
You can't even beat Jack Nicholson, like.
No, he was terrible, but this Harley Quinn, this chick was made to play Harley Quinn, but the movie didn't do her justice at all.
No, she's a great actor. Yeah. The movie was average. It wasn't bad.
Why are you yelling at us? Why are you reprimanding us?
But are we gonna have to? We're gonna have to establish dominance. You gonna have to pee on somebody right now?
Yeah. Listen to this. I'll tell you this. With Margot Robbie and Harley Quinn. A whole nother thing. What's the real famous girl from Big Bang Theory? She's real famous.
Penny. What's her name?
She's already played Harley Quinn for the animated show.
Listen, that's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
Right. And she is so fucking awesome. Like, she'd be great.
I don't think she has a look for Harley Quinn.
No, cousin. I think they need to do just a straight Harley Quinn cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
In the big theater. Because if you guys haven't watched the DC Universe Harley Quinn cartoons, it's the funniest shit ever.
Clips,
they have the guy from Seinfeld, George Costanza.
They got Costanza.
He plays the guy.
Jason Alexander
plays the guy in the wheelchair, and he's part robot, part wheelchair.
They call him Lights.
Yeah, bro. It's legit. It's one of the funniest overall shows, whether it's animated or whether it's a real show. It's one of the funniest shows to watch. And season two, I just finished episode 13 last night on season two. It's fucking hilarious. Okay. You guys have not watched that? You have to watch it.
I don't have DC Network because I ain't rich like
Listen.
You.
Listen, I'm gonna send you. I'll send you my password.
You didn't say that.
Yeah, I'll send you my password. You can watch it, dude. It's fucking phenomenal, dude. It's legit one of my favorite shows.
I love Harley Quinn. She's always been one of my favorite characters in the DC universe.
While we're talking DC, let me go one more tangent, if you don't mind, Tommy.
This is our podcast, bro. You do what you want.
Listen, Michael Keaton coming in to play the Flash for. I'm coming in to play Batman in the Flash movie, the Flashpoint.
Flashpoint movie, yeah, yeah.
If you guys haven't seen the Flashpoint Paradox DC cartoon,
oh, it's so good.
Oh yeah,
phenomenal. It's the. I don't want to give away anything, but I'll just tell you this: Batman as a kid dies, and his dad's the only one who survived.
Yeah, dad, he becomes Batman.
Old man Batman.
And then the mom becomes Joker.
You got it. There's so much stuff in that little cartoon. It's like, I want to say it's hour 30 minutes, hour 20
minutes.
It's
like an hour and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking good. And then the CW tried doing that thing with the Flash where he changes. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah. The live action Flash. They also have DC, like Legends of Tomorrow. They have a bunch.
They always change the timeline.
Yeah. Like,
all because of that fucking cartoon, and it was fucking great.
Yeah, he basically fucked the whole universe.
I don't, for the live shows on the CW, it's,
terrible, but they're not good.
Yeah, they start off good, but then they just go to shit.
Like, they're not bad, but they're
like,
not.
Like, Arrow started off good, Flash
started
off good.
Arrow did start off good, and just kind of got monotonous and fucking, yeah.
Legends of Tomorrow started off really good.
Legends of Tomorrow did start off good, and it just got stupid.
And a lot of, man, I just don't want to come up.
Nothing beats Marvel.
It's too much of sexuality that gets thrown in your face. Like, hey, look, I'm a lesbian. Hey, look, I'm a gay guy. It's all them characters. I'm like, hey, that's cool, but I'm watching a cartoon, or I'm watching superheroes, or I want to watch supervillains. I don't need the whole sexuality thing, man. And maybe that's
I don't care what you fuck, just be a superhero. Exactly. I don't care.
Yeah, you could be what you want to be, just, I mean, as long as the story's good.
They throw it in there,
and it's like, why is that thrown in there? Like,
it's not, it shouldn't be used as a plot.
No relevance.
There's a plot. It shouldn't be something to drive the plot at all. Like, it should just be its own thing, and that's it.
Yeah, superheroes don't have sex, they're superheroes.
Right, I don't know about that.
They're fighting crime.
Superheroes, the Boys... Season 2 on Amazon in September. And if you guys haven't watched The Boys Season 1, you fucked up. Because it's a great...
The Boys on Amazon?
It's called The Boys. It's about superheroes, but superheroes who have a marketing team and superheroes that are part of a corporation. It's like they're superheroes,
but
they're
getting paid. It's like My Hero Academia, just not an anime.
Kind of like that, but they're basically very corrupt superheroes, basically.
Oh, okay. I'm about it.
Some of them are corrupt.
So it's like politics.
Some of them are corrupt. Yeah, right. Some of them are corrupt. Some of them are good. And, like, they don't care that there's collateral damage of killing you.
Oh, yeah. They don't
care. Oh, okay.
They don't give a fuck.
They're like, just like, oh, no, we saved the world. Fuck those guys.
I don't want to give anything away, man, but you have to
watch it. I'll check it out. I got Amazon. I'll check it out.
Oh, yeah, just to give you an example of, like, how... Like the guy, basically, he's like the evil version of Superman. He goes up to try to save a plane, right? But then, like, he realizes he can't save them all, so he just lets them all die.
Fuck yeah.
And as they were saying, please help us, he's like, hey, back the fuck up, motherfuckers, or I'll fucking laser blast all you motherfuckers. Literally, he tells them that. And then he flies off the plane, and they fucking die.
What about it?
Yeah, he just didn't. He didn't like even. He didn't want to put forth the effort to save Daisy. So it's like, now he's evil, but he's fucking lazy.
Yeah, they have they have somebody that's like the Flash. He's the fastest guy in the world. Oh, they have somebody who's like, have somebody like that's Wonder Woman. Bro, you have to watch the show. The main thing about the show is because of the guy who's the Flash was so fast. He literally ran through a human being.
Yeah, they explode. That's basically the opening scene.
That's the opening scene. He made her explode while her boyfriend was trying to kiss her, and all he seen was her teeth left and her blood everywhere. Dude,
it's crazy. Right.
I'm gonna have to watch this show. That sounds dope.
I thought on Xbox we've talked about this show. Me and Tommy have, at least. I can't believe we haven't.
You know, fucking Chipmunk doesn't listen.
I was like, I don't listen to y'all.
He's over there, like, yelling at people, making girl noises.
Oh, yeah!
Exactly. That's why he didn't hear us. He was too busy doing that.
That's exactly why I didn't hear us. I don't fucking know what y'all are talking about.
Oh shit! But yeah. Speaking of microacademia, I know. Do you? I mean, you obviously you do watch cartoons, right? Because you watch the animated
anime like we do, though.
Yeah, you don't watch anime.
I'm not into anime, right? Man, I watch all the old Marvel stuff on Disney Plus because that's the shit I watch.
Good old days, like X-Men back in the day.
Right, which was weird because I'd be in my college dorm after coming home from football practice or coming home from class or whatever. And next thing I'm throwing on my TV on Fox just to watch a new episode of Marvel X-Men. X-Men and Wolverine. Wolverine and X-Men. And seeing them find the Sentinels and shit. Now, which pissed me off because a lot of the movies, if they were awesome Marvel movies, they would have followed a lot of stuff the cartoons did in the 90s. But that's another thing.
Right. I think they just what they wanted to do is make the movies its own thing. You know, apart from the success of the animated shows and things like that. I think that was one of the things that they mentioned as far as
the
continuity, which is, I mean, that makes sense. It's cool.
I mean, I like that they did their own thing, but at the same time, it would have been cool to remake the old school cartoon because that was like one of my favorite fucking shows growing up.
Yeah. Like, I would love to see this. You remember the Secret Wars from Spider-Man, the animated show?
Yeah. Like,
Captain America, Fantastic. Yeah. I would have loved to see that on the big screen, dude.
That would have been a great movie.
To see that.
You know what? I can't wait. I can't wait for all the. Remember the What If comics? I can't wait to Disney Plus puts all the What Ifs in the cartoons because that's what I heard. You know, what if, you know, Spider-Man was an evil villain? Or what if Wolverine didn't do this? You know, they're all the. I think the What If series went on
what for if Charles like Xavier 10 years. Walk?
Yeah, no, but that, no, but that's what it was. It's all the what ifs.
Bruh.
Call him Dan.
Oh shit.
Dan.
Wheelie Dan.
Oh shit.
I
Yeah, I was saying, like, as far as like anime dude, Ray, I kind of think that you would like My Hero Academia.
I think you would. I actually think he would.
Send me some links. Now, there's no squid arms going into fucking in the orifices or anything.
No, that's hentai.
That's different.
Hentai. There's a difference.
There's a difference. That's porn. That's porn.
Oh, okay.
That's straight up anime porn.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
I mean, if that's what you want, I mean.
And if you really want to watch anime, what's it called, Shinobi? Buko no something?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my. No, shut your fucking mouth.
I still got nightmares about that.
Oh, I will never eat ice cream ever again.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Never.
I choose every flavor but vanilla from now on.
Well, vanilla, yeah. Any flavor but vanilla.
Yeah, I see vanilla ice cream and I start crying.
Two girls, one cup.
Oh, that's
Ray, that's
oh, you see, now I can't eat chocolate ice cream either.
Oh, goddamn.
So no chocolate, no vanilla. So I guess
thanks
it's
for bringing up traumatizing memories, assholes.
Oh shit. All right. So
it's fucked.
I'll tell you this, Alexandra Benbach. If Pookie was a fat Jewish looking white kid.
No, does that mean? It'd be me?
You're my new Pookie.
Okay. Thanks.
From New York City. You're my new Pookie.
What do you call him Pookie from now on?
I mean, you know.
I promise you, if we don't all call him Pookie from now on, I'm unfriending everybody.
Everyone. Last podcast.
Oh, you motherfuckers.
The last fucking podcast.
Everybody, starting with the Asian kid that's our buddy.
I think that's me.
My Pookie is a fucking...
No! That's Carl! Carl! Carl's my friend.
Oh, man, fuck you. You say Carl, you get a fuck you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You.
Oh, dude, this is a good time, man. I love
that. Xbox is going to be fun later.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking I'm going to do another
30
minutes at the bar, and then I'll come back to Sexbox. I don't know. I don't know.
Jameson? You know
yeah, I know. I know I shouldn't leave right now, but you know. Or who else can order pizza at 5 a.m.?
Shut the fuck up. I was so jealous. I was like, I hate this guy right now. I'm so fucking hungry.
None of us could do that. Whoa.
So, they're about to, I low key heard they're about to shut down Texas tomorrow again. Like, full lockdown.
Oh, yeah, no, they said that. Yeah, they said that. Oh, like, bars
already
LA.
Shut down yesterday, but I heard like full LA. Lockdown tomorrow at 12.
Tommy, by you in LA, yep. Everything got
shut down. Yeah, they shut down bars in LA as well.
Yep. Seven counties besides LA County.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. They opened up way too early and more people got sick. Like, whatever.
I'll tell you this. At the bars by me, man, it's actually pretty decent. They keep everybody distance from each other at the table.
Well, that's how it should be.
Well, yeah, and then
Fucking people getting sick weren't from people going to the bars. It's people that went out for fucking Memorial Day and were literally right next to fucking each other the whole fucking time.
Caucasians.
Caucasians. I am apparently Jewish now.
It's the Caucasians that fucking.
I'm a Spanish Native American.
I can't tell by that accent, Pookie.
Texas. This is how we talk here.
I can't tell.
We say y'all and shit like that.
I can't.
We do not tell. Fuck our cousins, though, I promise. That's Alabama. God.
But you probably got a gun in every cupboard back there, don't you?
I do. Damn right.
What's he pulls out a milk in a 45.
I got a 45, I got a 9, I got a 10. What do you want?
Is that a dildo in that one cupboard that's open right there over your left shoulder? Right shoulder? That's a dildo.
What?
That's a dildo in that right shoulder. Right
that is a dildo.
Do you see how many inches? That's like 43.
43? Yeah. Hey, baby. Oh, hey, that's Agave Azul, or what's it called?
Classe Azul.
Classe Azul.
Who's that? Who's this?
That's my girl.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Hey.
What's your...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, you gotta call him Pookie from now on. It's no more Alexander Bedbo. It's Pookie.
Hey, girl, come back. Come back into the picture, girl. Oh, I want to see you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girl, listen to this voice.
Leave my girlfriend alone, goddammit. Her name is Sierra.
Hold on, ready.
It's pretty tight.
No, Classe Azul is actually really good tequila.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tripping out right now because like,
I was gifted of it.
It was the longest time. Like, we were thinking that fucking Alex, like, freaking Chipmunk is catfishing us. And now we see video of him.
I'm literally real, you fuck.
He's a real person.
I've seen
I'm
him.
I'm a real person. Now you gotta tell Norco.
Oh, shit.
It's just a really good holographic image to me.
It's a really good Photoshop. I'm actually an 85-year-old black woman.
I'm good. I'm glad we got to him before Chris Hansen got to him.
All right.
I'm glad Christopher Hansen hasn't gotten to Pookie yet, but we got to him.
Yeah, that's all the time I thought. Yeah. You know. Oh, he's a chick. He could be part of Ray's harem.
Fuck yeah.
Look at the hair. Of course he would.
Fuck yeah.
Of course he would.
I'd be his top fucking client.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow. I see who wears a pants in that thing.
Oh, look at the C cups.
I don't wear any pants.
Oh. Oh, we just lost that accent. Oh, there she is. There she is.
Right here. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so I mean, for Michael, you mentioned earlier that Michael Keaton might be playing Batman.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Michael Keaton.
Is that supposed to be live action?
It's supposed to be live action. You think they're going to call it Flashpoint or Flashpoint Paradox?
I don't know. I mean, they could just call it
Alex.
What's up?
Man, if your girl want to be part of the podcast, so come on.
What's that? Oh, my food.
Oh, she's eating.
Oh.
Which,
if you want to be part, yeah. Well, we're not. It's a podcast. We're not.
Well, whatever.
Like, they can't see it. Well, Ray can see us.
Wait, so where's most of the people?
Shinobi's being a whore and Kyle's being a whore.
I'm naked.
They want to show their stupid faces.
What's your girl's name?
You should so.
Sierra.
Hey, Sierra. Sierra. Hi. Sierra, what's your name? What's your sign? Soon as you buy that wine, I just scoop it from behind. And that's what your interests are. Who you be with. Things that make you smile. What numbers to dial. I'm going to be here for a while. I'm going to call my cool. You're going to call your cool. We can rendezvous at the bar around two.
Two.
Hey.
Hey.
When Chipmunk gets his corn stolen by a fucking flow by Ray Rab. Oh my God.
I'm going to take your fucking girl.
This is doing your girl.
She's going to be part of my harem. You know what I do with white girls? I marry them and I make them.
Yeah, you marry them and you make them have three kids.
And then you make them do OnlyFans with toe picks.
I hate you people, by the way. I fucking hate you.
This is why I hate white people.
Are you wearing a Blockbuster t-shirt, Sierra?
That's my Blockbuster t-shirt.
Yep, it's not mine.
It's mine.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I also have a Star Wars t-shirt on.
Shut the fuck up, Alex. We're not talking. Go back. Do or do not. There is no try.
Are they muted you on Ray Rock?
What? No, they haven't muted us. The fuck? We're in a podcast. They can't mute us.
No, I muted you.
You know, there's a whole lot.
You know, I mean, Carl might have.
There's a whole lot of fucking editing Shinobi's gonna have to do.
Yeah, she's gonna edit out all this bullshit.
A whole lot of editing.
Fuck. There's another one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But no. You can curse all you want. Yeah, you just curse all you make want. Sure you don't edit when I say Caucasians. fucking Caucasians.
Fucking Caucasians.
But little legit, Caucasians have caused us all these problems in our country.
Oh my God.
Hey, listen, Kyle.
Oh, there you go. We're learning.
Fucking white people.
Exactly, Sierra. Exactly.
I'm white the whole time, and I'm white.
Yeah, she's white as hell.
I'm so white. I really am.
On a scale of 1 to mayonnaise, yes.
On scale of 1 to mayonnaise, I'm bleach.
I'm gonna get a hell yeah, brother.
Spicy.
Another thing I like to bring up today is the 22nd or 20th anniversary of Hell in a Cell.
Oh shit.
Yes. Mankind and The Undertaker. Oh, what a I mean, I don't know if you guys were wrestling fans, but that
I love wrestling.
On
WWE.
Yeah. So I watched it when I woke up this morning. I put on the WWE Network and I fucking fast-forwarded to that match, dude. It was unbelievable. Like, think about it. You're throwing another man. The other man's like, yeah, go ahead, throw me. Yeah, I'm with you. Go ahead, throw me. Just make it a show. Literally, that's how Mick Foley is. He's like, let's make it a show. I mean, think about that, man. And on top, hey, man, you ever step on a thumbtack? Imagine those thumbtacks in your
fucking
back.
Oh, my God,
back.
Yeah. I've stepped on one before. It hurts so
what
damn
did I step on?
Much. A tech.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. I've literally had a nail go through my shoe before when I was younger.
And then when you become a dad and you step on fucking Legos?
Oh, God.
I was a kid
world.
Stepping on Legos. I was a child stepping on Legos.
Hey, Sierra, shut your face!
Sorry,
you were talking, to your girlfriend, Alexandra, right?
She'll bite you. She'll fuck you up. She's a white woman. She's crazy. She'll fuck you up.
All I've been around is around white people anyway.
So yeah, and she'll she'll fuck you up.
I'm scared.
I think you're a little scared. I see your legs quiver.
Nah, but that's definitely like the most famous wrestling match ever, dude.
Oh,
not
that's
even
not.
Just
it's
WWE.
Legit it is. It's, I mean, I think about the size of the structure, and he threw him off of that structure onto it.
It's just like 4 feet, isn't it? 30 feet, I think.
It's like 25 feet.
Yeah, something like that. Imagine when he went through the cell at the top after being thrown off the table, and his tooth came through his nose. So if you guys ever see that picture of when his tooth was in his nose.
Yeah. So he swallowed his tooth?
No, it came through his nose. It was just in his nose.
It was in his nose.
Saw a picture of it in his nose. I'll show you. I'll send you the message about that. So if you've never seen it before, it's a famous. And he's laughing as his tooth is through his nose.
Yeah, Foley was a maniac, dude.
And his daughter, Noelle, is a fucking dime. Oh my God, if you haven't seen Nick McFoley's daughter. Nice. And she's in the wrestling business now too, but she's
I would be afraid to look at McFoley's daughter.
She's a dime.
I'm trying to get Mr. Sacco stuff down my throat.
Dude, so yeah, he got a tooth through his nose, but then like,
and he's smiling. I ain't even talking to the man's daughter.
He got a dislocated shoulder due to the fall, and then Undertaker was wrestling with a broken foot that night.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
That whole story, if you guys don't have the WWE Network, or I'm sure you do, Alexander, but fucking, it's fun to watch the old. I'm a Monster Wrestling fan, and I still watch all
the. I love all the old wrestling.
Yeah, I love all the old wrestling.
The new bullshit's all right, but it's not
the same. So weird. It's so weird watching them with no fans.
Think about empty stadiums. Yes.
Empty stadium.
That's weird.
Like, they're literally, so you got AEW, and you got NXT, and you got WWF. WWF and NXT, same company. AEW is Cody Rhodes and Tony Khan, whose dad owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's all his money. And they're literally, the only people in attendance are the other wrestlers on the sidelines. And it's just so weird. And you hear them saying, all right, throw me here. I mean, you hear the talking going on in the ring. And
yeah, because so
there's not everyone screaming to make noise.
You got it. I mean, how can, okay, so.
Because it's choreographed. Like, it's a dance.
Going back to what we're talking about, baseball and football. How is it going to be with no fan reaction?
That's going to be so weird.
It's going to be weird.
It is going
to
be weird.
But like, at the same time, I feel like that's going to be an advantage for players because now they don't have to tune out the crowd.
Yeah, they can focus a little bit more.
They can focus. Like, I mean, they.
How about some of the players that want the crowd? How about some of the players that want to get amped because of the crowd?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the crowd sometimes amps those players. Like, it gives them the adrenaline they need.
Yeah.
I feel like the first
one's going to
be
Sierra!
Aga!
So the players that have to really tune out the crowds is really just like the quarterback and the lineman.
It's the batters, it's the pitcher, depends. But like, yeah, it's not a lot of the players, it's the minority.
But think about it, they practice and they play for years and years in front of crowds. So
even I was used to it. Like, I like the crowd.
You want the crowd. This is going to be so different for them to pitch with nobody. So has anybody been watching the Korean baseball at like 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. on ESPN?
I'm playing Xbox at 2 a.m.
I don't think anybody does.
So they put on Xbox. They don't play in front of fans. They put stuffed animals in.
Oh yeah, dude, I saw a picture of that. This looked like fake, like.
Okay, now I gotta watch.
Stuffed animals and like.
Oh, really, Tommy? You haven't seen it?
Like, no.
Oh, dude,
it's like a kiss camera, like that.
And sometimes there'll be famous stuffed animals behind the batter, so people go on Twitter or social media and be like, "Oh my God, did you see that stuffed animal behind the batter?" This and that, it's, you know, like a fucking Zelda doll or something. It's always crazy shit that they put in fans in the stands. And it's a lot of former MLB players that are in these Korean baseball teams, man. They're on these Korean baseball teams. So, Tommy, if you haven't watched yet, man, you gotta watch.
Yeah, I gotta check that out. That sounds pretty funny.
Where did our girl go?
Oh, he's getting lit up again.
He keeps telling me to fuck off, so...
Oh wow,
girl! Let me just talk to you, girl. Why don't you just come here, and sit down, girl? Come here, sit down, babe.
I'm so pretty,
babe.
Girl,
we gotta talk, babe. We gotta talk. Come here, sit in this chair.
I'll send Alex over.
What's your name? Girl, what's your name? What's your sign?
Hey, is that the only line you got?
That's the best line I fucking have!
You need help. Line.
That's the only line you need!
You need help!
I'm gonna take Sierra and she's gonna come to Chicago. I'm gonna keep whispering in her ear and be like, hey, girl.
Chicago's too far for me.
Who?
Chicago's too far for me.
It's too what?
Too far.
No, girl.
Saying she got murdered.
I'm gonna put you on United Airlines or Southwest Airlines or whatever the fuck is flying out of Houston.
You paying?
Oh, yeah, girl. It's only like $39 a flight. So, yeah, I'm paying. Oh, Tommy, what a time.
Oh, man. Good time.
How much editing you're going to have to do? God bless you, son.
It's not gonna, I don't think it'll be that much, but we'll see.
Yeah, every time Kyle yells at us.
What did I yell at you?
Exactly, right now you just did.
Right now?
Oh my god, that voice. Kyle, I wish you would have. I wish I would have had Tommy
Who?
Bring you out to me
Who?
With LA. Kyle.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, he doesn't live in LA. He lives in was it
Compton?
Oakland?
Compton?
Nah, he's like way up north.
Yeah, in Compton, bro.
You know, when I'm in California, I think it's all like one big suburb.
One big suburb?
I don't know exactly. Like, with my, you know, I'm visiting my cousin in Orange, and I'm like, all right, why don't you go, well, let's all go visit this other cousin. He's like, yeah, that motherfucker's 4 hours away. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's all one big suburb. Like, if it's away. 1 6-hour drive away, then yeah, that's one big suburb.
No, but like right now I'm in San Jose.
There you go, San Jose. Yeah. That's the try for me.
Oh,
shit.
God.
We just got Pookie, and then also we got Cool Pookie.
Pookie.
Did you get that with the bottle?
I got something.
Side, Ray.
I know. I got something. Hold on.
Got my Jameson glasses. I also have COVID. Don't worry.
What the
fuck?
Oh, he got
it.
Those are dope.
That's
fucking sick.
I like it.
That's epic.
How much?
Yeah, how much? Give me my right nut.
Well, your right nut ain't worth shit.
So give me my left nut then. Whatever.
You can't give what you don't have.
You're fucking like.
All right. I don't remember when I paid for them, but I've never worn them.
Sick. Yeah, don't wear them.
Right. I can't. I no. can't. They're too nice, dude.
Those are dope as fuck.
Why is my brain?
Look at the JJ Edge right here.
Yeah,
Jonas Jameson.
That's sick.
What do you mean? I love them, dude. I love them. I won't wear them, bro.
All right, Ray, switch to Art Car, my favorite IPA.
I can't wait to see, like, Chipmunk throw up on a keyboard.
He threw up on the keyboard?
Never.
No, he's about to.
No, I'm not.
He just called you a bitch.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
All right, listen here, damn it.
We can get on Xbox right now and do the same shit. Oh, I love me some white girls.
But I'm also doing an outro song.
Fuck, songs. Yeah, I love me some white girls.
Maybe I'm married a white girl, if you didn't know.
I'm most... But now I'm going to say
that. Maybe I'm a terrorist. What do you think? The friendly neighborhood terrorists? Like
Spider-Man with like the fucking bomb?
Yeah,
what is this
like?
Girl, what's your name? What's your sign?
What's your sign?
That's
I'm telling your wife, Ray.
Yeah, tell her how the fuck you want. I don't give a fuck. You guys remember when my wife used to play Xbox?
I do. What happened? She don't play no more.
No, bro. She plays it on her phone. That's it. Because Call of Duty's on the phone, dude. I don't know how the fuck she
I
does
can't it. Do that shit.
She's yeah. pretty good. She plays with Phil Jilly. You remember my guy, Timmy?
I remember Phil.
And they all play together. They have the whole crew. Like Short Bus, Short Bus Skins. Yeah, on mobile. Short Bus, remember Short Bus, God rest his soul? Him and his kids, they all play on Xbox, and they all play on their phones now, and they play with my wife, and they're all on their phone. Like, when my wife's not working, or when she just first wakes up, she just gets on Call of Duty, dude, on the fucking phone.
That's weird. I can't do that shit.
Can't do it, dude.
I play on a 55-inch flat screen. I need a big-ass television. I'm blind.
And you know, well, I'm far away from
in the back.
Oh, I sit literally right in front of my TV. I'm fucking blind.
I don't understand how people play it with a keyboard and mouse. And I don't
I'm used to. I can't do it anymore.
I don't get it, man.
I'd probably be a lot better if I played a keyboard and mouse.
Stop
I used to. No, I feel like we got used to controllers. Because even if I went back to PC, I would still play with a controller.
Stop it. I can't do
I can't play your keyboard and mouse.
But at the same time, Tommy, how many awards have you won for, like, fucking Dig Dug or whatever the fuck you used to play when you was a shorty, playing in all the arcades and arcades in Cal? And by the way, I'll bring this up, too. Growing up in the Midwest, I was always envious of people on the West Coast, because all I thought they did was go to school for like 2 or 3 hours and be at arcades for the rest of the fucking day, because that's what all the movies were about. Red, Thrashing, Karate Kid, fucking every movie was like always some kids. The kids were always in the fucking arcades fucking playing. I was like, man, that's where I was.
Well, it was more like 8 hours of school and then the arcade the rest of the day. That's how it was for me, at least.
Well, that was my perception of the West Coast. Was like, wow, every kid is in an arcade or they're on the beach.
Yeah, I was like, you know how they always say, like, if you play a video game, there's always an Asian kid that's better than you at it. Now, I was that Asian kid growing up.
Of course you were. Of course. Fat little Filipino finger.
I mean, you guys know, I used to play tournaments, and I used to always, like, I was very competitive. I was very competitive.
You try hard.
Yeah, I was a try hard. Now, I don't.
I mean, even me, like, even I, like, was
try hard. I hate that term. I hate that term.
Try hard?
I hate that term. Because what the fuck are you supposed to do, bro? You're playing a game.
You're supposed to
try to win.
There's a difference between, like, playing the game.
It's like a Super Saiyan mode right there.
Yeah.
It's
like, oh, I'm going to pre-fire this spot.
I'm going to put on this glass. I'm going to go try it.
I'm going to throw an 8 over this wall because I know it's going to land here. Yeah. It's
like 10, 12 years ago when we used to be able to tube from the spawn, you know, on certain maps. And,
stupid.
You know? And I still do it nowadays
ban the new
rocket launcher. And I'm happy when I get a Yahtzee, you know?
Well, yeah, I like when you get Yahtzee. But that's when I use a crossbow or a throwing knife, you know?
Yeah.
That's my Yahtzee.
Well, my thing is, like, trying hard. I mean, if you're gonna try hard, you should at least.
I only try hard when kids.
Not go 0-26. I'm just saying.
Oh, we're gonna bring up
Cookie.
Now we're bringing up Cookie.
0-26.
I'm gonna say this, man. He's been our friend for a long time.
No, he has been.
He's been our friend for a long time. I know he gets fucked up. He's got his own personal demons he's dealing with. And remember, when his mom's passed, he was on the game with us the same night his mom's passed, and he was pouring out his heart to us. And that's why I can never hate that kid, man. I always got
love. I don't hate him.
He thinks I hate him. I just give him shit. I give everyone shit. And when you go 0-26, you deserve to get shit.
Yeah, if I go 0-26, I would never live it down. If
y'all talk shit to me, I would be like, why aren't y'all talking shit?
Yeah. It's just boys will be boys, basically.
Yeah, man. That's the way to do it. Generally, he's a good kid in the heart, man. Oh. Just, oh.
I don't know if y'all can see this.
What is it?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen it before, where the lamb becomes a lamb tacos.
Beautiful transformation. Delicious.
Sierra!
What?
Here.
Oh, damn. You pissed her off now.
Getting high because of you.
Show me your hands. Show me your hands. Put your hands up.
Now compare your pinky that's as big as his dick.
Stop. What? Show me your hands. Girl, what they smell like.
My balls.
You got that new watermelon hand sanitizer, girl. That's what you smell like. Girl, you got that new vanilla bean, girl.
That's so pretty, girl.
That's for you, Ray Rap.
What's your name? What's your sign? I promise you, if I was in your apartment right now, Pookie would be leaving.
That means you gotta deal with my trauma, not him.
Oh, girl, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Ray's got his own trauma, don't worry. Yes.
I have my white girl beat up your white girl, Pookie.
Make sure it involves Jell-O.
Oh.
Oh, there we go.
Oh!
All right, I'm liking the idea of this now. Next podcast, white girls beat up on each other in mud.
Yeah. Look at Pookie. All right, let's get on some sex box.
Sex box time?
Yep.
All right, I'll see y'all in like 5 minutes.
Let me outro this real quick.
Yep.
All right, and this has been the Legends of Pokai. I'm your co-host, Star Wars Savage, a.k.a. Psycho Shinobi. This is my co-host, Ray Reb,
Baba fucking Bear.
And then we have our guest here, Alexander Ben Boner,
a.k.a.
Yeah. Ninjing Chimuk, and Kyle, the father of the sea. Where can we find
AKA
you guys?
A.k.a. Carl! Follow
you? Oh, if we can find you guys on social media, where can we find you?
What?
If you want anybody to follow you on social media, where can we find you?
I don't have that.
All right, the fuck.
Pornhub.com.
Alexander Ben Bob Trans. Alexander Ben Bob Trans.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. OnlyFans.com. OnlyFans.com/
Satan 666.
Kyle, how can we find you, Kyle? Where are we going to find you?
At Carl22 on Twitter.
Fuck you.
At the real Carl.
I hate you. I'm just gonna deck. I point up to California finally and get decked.
Oh fuck, he's gonna deck me, guys.
Shinobi, you're filming that. I hope you know.
Yeah.
I know I'm not a catfish, you pieces of shit.
No, this is a hologram. This is like against Tupac shit, like some
Tupac.
Pookie!
That's too close to Kookie. I don't like it.
Pookie, Kookie, Suki!
Oh, shit.
On OnlyFans.com/PookieToes.
Pookie Toes!
Just like me on the black and white ivory. Getting six on a T-Delete. You don't wanna see a G break your ass like dishes. Buster ass tricks. Sleep with the fishes. Running from Lennox up at Venice. They wanna have me in stripes like Dennis the Menace. But that ain't poppin', ain't no stopping. Faux hoppin', ass droppin'. Coup the bill, my truth can heal. Fool, I got skills. So back on up before I check that chin. Down as fuck and I'm full off hand. You gets no love and I thought you knew it. Fool, you know how we do it.